Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat.
Well, good evening and hello, everyone. Here we are on a beautiful Thursday evening in the Bay Area up here in Northern California. I am so excited to be here. I had a fantastic day today as we make our way through the month of June, closer and closer to the summer solstice, which is all about awakening and receiving light and receiving energy to move forward. And I thought it would be really great to have our theme for our weekly readings program about that, because Monday is indeed the summer solstice. And the summer solstice, for more practical reasons, is about bringing forth the summer, bringing forth the light, bringing forth the sun to nurture the earth, to nurture the food products that we raise, to celebrate, to go off on your summer vacation, to jump into the waters, to have just a wonderful time, to almost ignite your life in joy and passion. That's what the summer is about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cause us to evoke this wonderful energy and cause us to sit in a space of openness to receive. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. If you're driving, as I always say, please don't close your eyes and take a deep breath. Please enjoy the messages that come. We do have a handful of people waiting online for their messages. So if you're driving, listen to the messages and come back and listen to it later. There's always something that might be there for you. For the rest of us, I'm going to ask that you take a deep breath, be ready to receive. I ask that the angels and the guides and all the wonderful energies from the divine be here to bring us forth the answers that we're looking for. And I'm going to go ahead and answer the first caller. Hello, who am I speaking to tonight?
Oh, hi, Angel. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm fine, Donna. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, here we are on the...
Huh?
I was like, here we are on the verge of the summer solstice, and I want to give you the opportunity to ask a question or get some clarity in your life around where you want to bring light. What do you want to wake up? What is standing in your way? What do you want to break through? What can I help you with tonight, Donna?
Well, I would like to be in a relationship. I know it's been 7 years, and I am going away for a month. I'm going to Hawaii next week.
Oh, Hawaii!
And Marlene. Yeah, so that's going to be fun.
I want to go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I can't think of a better picture. I can't think of a better picture to invoke that wonderful image of sun and creation and sitting in the waters of beautiful Hawaii for you. 7 years, you know, the thing about being in a process, regardless of what that process is, we have these cycles that we go into through in our lives. And those cycles are 7 year cycles. And 7 year cycle can be a great 7 year cycle. It can be the opposite of a great 7 year cycle. And that's what it feels like you're coming out of. You're coming out of that 7 year cycle. And, you know, there's a reason why they say when you break a mirror, it's 7 years bad luck. And please, you do not get bad luck for breaking a mirror, but it's the conversation around when bad things are happening to you in this process. Sometimes they're about lessons. You know, sometimes they're about karma. And it feels like you're just coming out of a process of lessons. So you've had some challenges. You've had some things that you've had to work through, right?
Yeah.
It's all coming to an end. And so it's almost like this vacation in Hawaii, this time off. We're going to call it a vacation. So I heard someone in your process say, well, it's not a vacation. It is, but it's not. We're going to call this a wonderful vacation because it's the celebration of the end of this 7-year cycle. It's done.
Ugh.
It's over.
Yeah.
And if you get down there, you get an opportunity to engage in like a ritualistic fun process to celebrate that, like jumping in the water or going somewhere, you need to do that to really
– yeah.
Huh? You need to just like, goodbye, woo! to let it go so that you can really release the process. And once you do that, Donna, you're going to find that the relationship question is not going to be the same question for you. It's not going to be, when am I going to get in a relationship? It's going to be, which one of these people should I choose is what you're going to be asking, because you're going to have choices. And it's going to be new for you. It's going to be new for you. It's been a while since you've been able to shop for a relationship through the banquet hall that is, you know, the choices. But you're going to get you're going to get some choices. So know that the reward's coming. You will be in a relationship before you roll into 2017. You will.
Oh, good.
You will. But boy, it's over. I want you to say woohoo or amen or something. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was tough. But you're stronger. You've come out of it stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think I went through a real bad time of insomnia too, but I'm past that. I'm sleeping now with some natural stuff. Yeah.
And take a look at your physical process. Take a look at some things to bring your life into balance, so your physicality of your life. You've got some things going on with your health that you need to kind of address, balancing your system. Get yourself into balance. You've worked so hard. You haven't been able to take the kind of care of yourself that you would like to have, because you've been kind of in stress and in chaos. So take advantage of this time to minister to yourself. You know, look at maybe doing a cleanse and kind of get yourself involved in some maybe homeopathic stuff to really get yourself kind of back to where you were before all this chaos hit.
Yeah, it totally does. Yeah. And we're going to go on protein shakes and walk every day and swim in the ocean. And it's just going to be a healing relief.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
I also see a need for what is that they're trying to say? You got the protein, it's cleansing. There's some cleansing in the lower parts of your digestive system to just release stuff. So think of it as this: you know how energy sits in your body. The lower chakras are all down there where all the stuff is. You've got all your sensuality is down there, but all your lower intestines, your digestive system is down there. So you're like clogged. You know, all the icky stuff is just, the bad energy is still sitting there. So in addition to doing the meditations, and there's not a whole lot better than swimming in the ocean in Hawaii. It's like wonderful. Vortex energy down there. So you're down there. Also want to cleanse. So as you're down there, try to find a really great herbal cleanse. You can go to somewhere where they have the Asian teas are great. Some of the Chinese teas, white teas, the green teas, a ginger tea, the things that will really help you release the energy down there, and you will lighten up. You will feel lighter, and you'll feel much better about yourself, and you'll let go of a lot of this stuff. So that's what I got for you. How's that?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful.
So start with intent. Summer solstice. Do something for yourself on Monday to kind of think of it like what's those in the old cartoons where they used to have the big string, and on the other way down the line there was like the TNT, and they would light it, it would start the fuse, and it would go. Think of Monday as the fuse, lighting the fuse, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Light the fuse on Monday. Give yourself 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, whatever you feel you need to sit down in contemplation of what this world is you're trying to create now that the seven-year phase is over. And go out and create.
Yeah, and I've been meditating for the last 3 weeks. I meditate for 45 minutes every morning, and I think that's helping me
beautiful.
Get grounded. Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh my goodness, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
You're going to have a really good time. You are. And you're going to find a relationship. You're going to call me and go, oh my God, which one of these people, what am I supposed to do now? You're supposed to have fun. And then you call me and you let me know how much fun you're having. Okay?
Okay.
All righty, Donna. You take care. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. That was really awesome. And it, I still have other callers. I'm going to get to you. I just want to make a really quick statement about this energy, this energy that's coming through right now. You felt, Donna's just felt so wonderful coming out of what she was going through and then going into the next phase. That's what we're about right now. So as we look at the situations that you guys are calling about and we're getting the answer to your questions, let's think about that, because that's what I want to have occur for everyone that I'm talking to tonight. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. Thank you very much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy from Sacramento. Very close to you.
And you were so
to you yesterday.
You were very
to you
kind to me. Yes. Yes, you were
okay.
Very kind, and you suggested I call back tonight.
Well, I'm glad that you did. So now we can talk about your situation that you were asking about. I think it had something to do with work. Was that work?
Yes.
Okay.
I applied for Schools Financial Credit Union call center. Resume I did a good job on, and the online application. And I had omitted the online resume. I forgot it, so I called HR, and the lady said that she would that I could email it to her in an attachment, and she would forward it to the hiring manager, which I think works for me. And she emailed me back, and she said that she had it. And then also, I've been working with a temp agency, and I'm really impressed with this man, Joshua. I think he has integrity, and he was going to help me to apply for TriWest, another call center opportunity, but then they were filled up. But he said that he would keep in contact with me regarding when they open that one up again or other opportunities. Do you see anything happening for me?
Yes. I'm getting shown the number 3. So I'm looking at it, trying to understand what that 3 is, because I get numbers from time to time. And I don't like to speak to time because there's a lot of things that can affect time, but I'm getting really, really solid, like pounding around 3, and they're saying weeks. So something's going to turn for you very fast. You've learned how to really work your connections. So like my last caller, like Donna, on Monday, I want you to take some time to feel your intent. Sit down in a meditation or write some things down, put in an envelope, and really ignite your intent while that energy is really powerful on the solstice. And think about what it is that you want to project and put that intent around the number 3 and the word weeks, because you've got 2 powerful allies now. You've got the gal at HR. You've got this other gentleman, Jason,
Joshua,
who are both wanting to get you in. And so at this point, it's a matter of which one can run the race first. You're going to make a choice between the two. One of them's going to pay a little more, but one of them's going to want you more. So it's going to be about, because it's not a lot more. It's not like $50,000 more. It's going to be a little more that one's going to pay you, but one's going to feel like a better fit. You may go with the one that's a little less because of how you feel. And it feels like Joshua is the bigger, it feels like you really have a stronger attachment with the connection there.
You know what? Regarding Joshua, I've had some awful experiences with temp agencies and been treated very poorly. But I'm telling you, I've never met him. But I feel like he has integrity, and he's actually a regional manager for this temp agency. And I haven't used the word trust in reference to a temp agency, I don't know, ever. But I do trust Joshua, and I had the wisdom when he called me after hours in the evening, and he said, "I'm actually off work, but I want to let you know TriWest has put a hold on any hiring. I felt that was really above and beyond for him to do that, and I had the wisdom to be very gracious to him, and I complimented him. I told him how appreciative I am and to please keep in contact, and he really felt that TriWest was one of the higher-end jobs to apply for, and he was very impressed with my tenure. Really, I think what if I had to wrap it up, I would say longevity with the company is probably what's most important to me. So, and being comfortable. Money is nice, but longevity and comfort mean a lot. So between the school's financial credit union and TriWest, which one do you have an intuition about?
Well, I don't know that TriWest is going to open back up. It feels like there's going to be another opportunity presented to you with a company that you haven't seen yet. That he's going to come back
Joshua?
To you with something else. Yeah, it feels like you're going to get another opportunity. So what Say again, what was that?
Will I be as excited about that opportunity as I was?
Absolutely. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're going to be very happy with where you're going. This is opening up. You're in an opportunity phase in your life now. So don't get caught up in the what if it doesn't. Get caught up in the when it does, and put it into place on Monday, and get yourself in a positive space. Can you do that for me?
I will do that. And to be honest with you, I do not know how I've had the strength of the last year. There was a family tragedy on March the 2nd, and in October of last year, I finally got 5 emails from a recruiter at Kaiser Permanente regarding a call center job. I was so thrilled. He sent me 2 online tests. I passed the behavioral perfectly, but the other test was like a mock call scenario. My computer faded in and out on the audio, so I did not pass that. And he said, okay, contact me in 15 days. But then I had a medical emergency with the ring finger on my right hand. 3 doctors said amputation, and my parents in heaven were telling me, no, don't do it. And 3 doctors said cancer. They were wrong. No cancer and no amputation. They did a reconstruction. So now I'm getting back my range of motion. And I'm proud of the strength that I found inside of me. And I've been treated horribly by some temp agencies. And I kept my sense of being and sense of self-worth and what I have to offer. That's why I say Joshua is a man that I trust, and I'm going out tomorrow. I have some business. I'm going to buy him a thank you card, and I'm going to send it to him.
That's what you need to do. Nurture that relationship. It feels like that's the path that you're going to go in. And all those things that you said, and I allowed you to release it because you need to release it. And look at it like this. Think of it as being in graduate school, okay? And now you've completed the graduate school, and it's time to graduate and move on. All these things that you've gone through in the last six, seven months have been about taking you to where you're about to go. And it looks like the call center that you're going to be attached to is going to be attached to wellness. So as people are calling you, you're going to relate to all the stuff that they've been through, which is going to make you so awesome at what it is that you're doing.
I have
That's
a lot
what
of
this
empathy.
Is about for you. Yeah.
And I was a world-class representative, and my callers loved me. The thing is, with Kaiser, I had applied again recently, and I actually emailed the recruiter, and he had forgotten about me. And I reminded him, I shared an email with him that he had sent me. And then he forwarded it to another woman, Ms. Ferraro. And she made a comment in the email that they have many qualified applicants, and I had not been up for review because of the failed test in November. So I chose my words carefully, and I said, just as a reminder, it was a very easy test with my tenor, 18 years, but the sound faded in and out. And I don't think she's totally recognizing that it was a system issue. So I hope she does not block my path. I mean, I'd like that opportunity as well.
She's not. That's not an issue for you. Let that go, because where you're going, you're good. It's just that opportunity was not the opportunity that they wanted you to engage with. They being the energies around you, your guides and all that, that was not the opportunity. So it was just made so that it would fail, because if they didn't do that, you would have taken it because you need a job. There's another opportunity coming to you. So don't stress on that. Okay?
All right.
But you're going to do that activity for me on Monday?
I will do it. And you know what? You said 3 weeks. My birthday is in 3 weeks on July the 6th. So that'll be a beautiful gift.
Happy birthday, Cancer.
Thank you. And
that's amazing.
I pray that my beloved brother David is with my precious parents in heaven. He was 9 years younger than me.
Well, God bless you, David. My brother David's in heaven too. So just stay focused and know that God's with you, and know that everything's going to be okay, and that the lesson phase is coming to an end, and now it's time for prosperity phase. I want you to get in touch with me and let me know how everything is going, okay?
I will. And thank you so much for
You're
everything.
Welcome.
You gave me comfort.
Good. I'm glad. I'm so glad. I'm gonna take the next caller, but I want to hear from you, okay?
Okay. Tears of happiness.
All right.
Thank you.
You too. Bye bye. Okay, let me go to the next call. That was a wonderful call. Good evening. I don't have a lot of time, but I want to try to get to everyone. But this is Angel. Who am I speaking to tonight? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Are you there? Okay, I think there's something going on with the phone. I'm going to try the next person. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to tonight? Hello?
Hello, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you tonight? I was being the take care play. Hung up on
you?
Me there for a second. I'm doing great. What can I do to you and for you and with you in this pre-solstice show?
I'm just wondering if you're picking up anything.
Well, do you have a specific thing you want to focus on in the area that you want to... Okay, so you're trying to get into your own space? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What I see is a lot of blocked energy in that the worthiness for the house. So it feels like you're very close. It feels like you are reaching out to get the house, but there's this concern that you're not going to get it. You need to release the concerns. There's some concerns around at the spiritual level, it's worthiness, and there's also just some financial stress and some things from the past. You need to release that stuff and not worry about whether you're going to get the house. What I want you to do is focus on the house that you want. Because you are going to get into your own space. And this is not a rented space. This is not a leased space. This is a space that is your space. It's not going to be as fast as you want it, because it looks like you want to make it happen before the fall, going into the winter. But this looks like it's going to happen as we flip into 2017 for you. But you're going to get into your own place. So absolutely yes. Lots of water around it. You need to be by the water. Does that make sense?
Yeah, in fact, that's what I've been looking for.
Yeah, and it's going to happen. Don't rush it. And that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like, oh, I want to get in this house. So you will find that it's going to come to you, and it'll be what you want it to be, and it'll just happen. But right now, it's like you've got to lay the groundwork for it. There's some things that need to be swept away around you, and some of it's financial, some of it's the person. Mm-hmm. Is there like an ex somewhere or something? There's like a person in your space that needs to be kind of moved out of the way before you can make all this stuff happen for you. So it's not just about a house. There also seems to be like a business that you're trying to engage with as well. All of it's going to kind of open up and pop for you as we enter 2017. It's like 2017 is your year.
Should I change realtors? Is that what you're saying?
Let me look at that. You've got the first initial of the realtor. I don't want the name. Just the first initial of their first name. Oof, yeah. It doesn't feel like this person's the one. That's the way it is. It's just somebody else to come in and kind of work with you in an energy. It doesn't feel like you connect with this person really nicely. You know, it's like, eh, you know. It's not bad. It's just like, meh. They're like telling you, what is it I'm getting? It's like, oh, you're so cute. There. It's that they're not getting that this is what you want. You know, like, I want this car over here, but don't you know you should get this car over here? It's that kind of feeling I'm getting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So you want someone that is not.
I wasn't feeling it, and he was trying to talk me into it, but it wasn't the right house for me.
Just wants to sell a house and wants to sell a house they think that you can afford and that will give them the commission. And what you want is somebody that's like, I want a house that feels like this, looks like this, tastes like this, and that's going to do the work to just find you that house, even if it takes time. They'll find you the house that you want, not just try to stick you in a house because they're trying to check you off the list and move on to the next person. And so this person, it's not the right person. And it's okay. It doesn't mean anything. It's just like, you know, it's just not the right person. It's like working with trainers. It's not the right person. And find the person that has much more energy, much more vibrance, and much more honest energy that just feels like a connection. And that person's gonna get you to where you want to be. So the answer is yes.
Is it a man or a woman that I should be focusing on?
I'm female. It feels like a female energy.
Female
energy. So it can be a man, but there's much more feminine energy. Because it's what I'm getting.
Okay, I'll offer that then.
Because that's what you need. Because somebody that's really going to get you, and that's why you're feeling like, am I ever going to get a house? Yes, you're just looking with the wrong person. That's all.
Okay.
And the house that's coming to you is exactly what you're looking for. There's water, there's nature. It just feels like home, and it's coming.
Are you getting a picture of what the house looks like?
I'm seeing water. I'm seeing some trees. I'm seeing like fog coming in a little bit from time to time. It feels like doesn't feel beachy, but it does. So maybe like a lake area.
Yeah.
But there's definitely water. And I see two stories. I see two stories upstairs, downstairs. That's what I'm seeing.
Is it white? Is it a white house or?
I don't see the color. Let me see. I'm not seeing the color. Seeing some, you know what it looks like? It looks like an old, almost like a Victorian to me. But it's a warm and wonderful place, but the water is the thing that stands out for me. So I don't want you to get caught up. That's why they're not showing it. I don't want you to get caught up in what I see in the image because I don't want to skew your judgment.
Okay.
What I want you to know is that the water is that what's important. That's a big issue is the water.
Yeah, it's a big issue
you
for
need
me.
To be, you need to be by the water. You need it.
I know. I don't know why. I just know I do.
So that's powerful. So you engage with the solstice on that and creating that and take steps on Monday if you can to try to find the right realtor.
Okay,
and you will find that you'll get what you want. And let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you. You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so, and I've run out of time. I have two more people here. I am not going to be able to get you on tonight, so please email me. Go to my website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. It's linked right on there with the page. I want everybody to have a wonderful, fantastic, powerful solstice. Make sure that you're doing what you need to do to crack out your dreams on your solstice. And remember what Angel always says, ignite your life today so we can evolve it tomorrow. God bless everyone.